Welcome to the latest edition of TAG Talks from the Yancheson Group, TAG. I am your host, Lisa Lupo, and today I'm talking with TAG's Director of Food Safety, Eric Edmonds, on food supply chain traceability. Good afternoon, Eric.
Afternoon.
So today we're going to get right down to the basics and ask exactly what is the food traceability rule?
Yeah, so the food traceability rule, it's newer, but not that new. It's actually founded in FSMA, but FDA had a lot of priorities on other rules like preventive controls, produce safety, foreign supplier verification. And so the initial proposal for food traceability just came out last year. And what it really does is takes the opportunity for the FDA to identify high-risk foods. So those are really the ones that have been associated with food recalls and foodborne illness outbreaks in the last 10 years for the most part. So leafy greens, cucumbers, tomatoes, peanut butter, and there's a few other in the list, but those are some of the bigger ones. And it's created an opportunity for the FDA to require records at various points along the supply chain to facilitate quicker trace forward and trace back in FDA investigations of foodborne illness outbreaks or recalls, to make sure they can be more specific in the recalls they mandate and also just get a quicker response from the industry in general. So for anything that the FDA has listed on the high-risk foods list or what is being called the food traceability list, they've identified key data elements and critical tracking events at which the key data elements, which are your records, will be required. So anytime you're working with items on the food traceability list, the FDA has identified critical tracking events, which they call out as when you're growing these products, receiving these products, shipping these products, and then the two that are a little bit unique, creating or transforming these products. Specific records that you'll have to maintain as part of your traceability program. So in the event of a recall or foodborne illness outbreak, FDA can go to one spot in the supply chain and trace these high-risk foods along the entire supply chain and get kind of a quick scope of what is potentially impacted by the issues.
Okay. So what is TAG doing in this area, and how can the company help businesses understand and comply with this rule?
So right now, the rule is still in its proposed phase, so we'll yet to see the final rule with actual requirements and have specificity on that, but there has been some guidance out there. So what TAG's doing right now is really helping companies assess their traceability programs to see if they're addressing a lot of these key data elements along the critical tracking events to ensure that the data is part of your traceability program right now, and whether, as proposed, the company would be in compliance with the traceability rule.
Okay. Anything else that viewers should know about this rule or TAG's assistance?
You know, I would focus on one thing, and that granted, it was allotted as kind of lower priority under FSMA because it took this long for the proposed rule. But under the current FDA administration, they're really focused on traceability and technology-driven solutions. So throughout the proposed rule, over and over again, the FDA really says, we want to see technological solutions to this to make the results come out quicker and facilitate greater cooperation between the industry and the regulators. So technology solutions is something that companies should start looking into now if they're still relying on paper records or anything like that, just to facilitate easier and quicker compliance with the rule.
Okay. Well, thank you, Eric. And thank you, viewers. We hope that you've gained insight into the traceability rule and picked up a tip or two from this edition of TAG Talks. You can view more TAG Talks on the Atchison Group YouTube page, www.youtube.com/theAtchison Group. And be sure to subscribe to stay up to date on all things food safety and public health from the experts. Thank you.